Jacob and Toby Simmermeyer tried to run away twice before, but this time it was much longer. While the defense argues that the boys' mother drove them to run away on their own, prosecution says the two boys, aged 11 and 13 at the time, had help from their big brother. State Trooper Ben Mank agreed. Mank looked for the boys while they were missing and said they would have needed help to stay alive and evade detection for that long. The trooper identified evidence, including records from the boys' cell phones, showing calls to their father and brother. Mank also found a GPS unit in one of the boys' backpacks, which was bought by John Mathis Sr., their father, even before the boys ran away. With a jury absent, Judge Luis Menendez agreed that at least someone must have helped the boys.
I don't think these boys perhaps have the wherewithal to make these decisions. I think they're young boys, though raised in rural Alaska. But at 11 and 13, lightly armed with cell phones and beacons, it's the court's view that the evidence at least implicitly suggests, if not more affirmatively, that they are receiving guidance from adults.
Jacob Simmermeyer, the younger of the two boys, is now 16. He testified that he had told John Mathis Jr., his brother, and John Mathis Sr., his father, he would run away if his mother got any, quote, worse. Simmermeyer said his father bought him and his brother a water purifier and the GPS locator to make sure they were safe if the pair did leave, but that the decision to run away was all their own.
Just the way she was acting started reminding me of how she was when I was little. And I didn't want to go through that again. And I knew that if she did start hitting on me or hitting me or doing anything like that, it wouldn't, like, they wouldn't do anything about it. Communications wouldn't do anything about it. Troopers wouldn't do anything. And I was scared of that. I didn't want that to happen. So I started talking to Toby about if I started feeling like that would happen, I was going to leave. And he agreed with me. And that wasn't, we weren't told to run away. Nobody told us we could, nobody told us we should. That was our idea.
Simmermeyer went on to describe their mother's alleged abuse and odd behavior over the years, including hitting, punching, and spanking him, as well as walking around in the middle of the night, only to stop and stare.
One night I woke up and my mom, she had this, like, kitchen knife. And she was just, like, she was maybe, like, 3 or 4 feet away from the couch. And she was just, like, creeping up, just looking at me. I don't know what she was doing. She might have been just holding it. But as a 4-year-old kid, that's scary.
Jacob Simmermeyer admitted that his older brother, John Mathis Jr., got food for him and his brother after they had been on the run for nearly 3 months. He said they called Mathis, age 20 at the time, who left them food in a canoe along a shoreline several miles away. When Mathis met them, Simmermeyer said both Toby, 13, and himself, 11, decided they still didn't want to go home. After the boys continued to camp for a while, Simmermeyer said Mathis got them reboarding tickets for a ferry Mathis worked on that was headed to Washington. From there, Simmermeyer said they hoped to meet up with their 16-year-old sister or his aunt and uncle, who all lived in Ohio at the time. The question still remains to what degree their father or brother may have helped them. Jacob Simmermeyer now lives in Palmer with his sister in a cabin with his mother nearby, while his older brother, now 18, lives elsewhere. Mathis Jr., now 24, is charged with 2 felony counts of custodial interference, 2 counts of contributing to a delinquent minor runaway, and 1 misdemeanor count of theft. His father faces similar charges. Mathis Jr.'s last trial ended with a hung jury. This trial will continue with the defense's witnesses today. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Madeline Beck.